All right, and thanks for tuning in to your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. It is 31 minutes after 8. I'm Maria Dudzak, and coming up is the Nutcracker, I believe, in a week.
December 9th and 10th.
There we
go. Just a week from Friday.
So joining us this morning, we have Jess Berto from Ketchikan Theater Ballet, and also visiting dancers, Adam Bloodgood and Zach Layton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. And just let's start off with you a little bit. Just tell us a little bit about the Nutcracker and how you brought guest artists in.
Well, I actually didn't have a ton of involvement of having them come up, but we're stuck with them. we're very happy that they're here.
How does that work? How do they find
so
the
it's actually an interesting process. The dance world is much smaller than you think it is. It's pretty easy to reach around and find everyone anywhere you go. We're all connected in some strange, long way. So you just make phone calls to colleges or to, professional companies, and see there's always male dancers that are looking for Nutcracker jobs.
And sometimes you've had local male dancers.
Yep. Yeah, we've in the past had a few. They've never really done like the lead roles, but we've always had them do bigger roles in the show if we have any male dancers at the studio at the time. So yeah.
Okay. Anything you want to mention about the Nutcracker before we?
Well, I guess I could go over the days, times, all of that basic information. So we have our first performance is an evening performance on Friday, December 9th at 7:30 p.m. Then Saturday, December 10th, we have a matinee at 2 p.m. The performance is held at the K-Hi Auditorium. Ticket information, it's probably easiest to call Lainey for that, 225-9311. Adult tickets are 18, student, senior, military, 12, and then we have family packs. So we're really excited about the show this year. It's a little bit different than it has been the last couple years. My mom and I are co-producing it, and we're excited to work together, I think.
And what is different this year?
We have, for example, we have little itty-bitty snow gnomes that come in during the snow scene, and they have their beautiful little branches and lights that they stand there with, and they're pretty adorable. What else do we have this year that's different? We've redone a lot of the choreography throughout the show, so there's a lot of new versions of dances that have never been seen before, and that's about it. Yeah.
And how does the choreography work? Isn't there sort of like standard choreography and then you modify it? Or how is it passed down through the dance community?
There is an original version, yes, and then there are a lot of takes on that. And then we do a lot of our own stuff. Like my mom and I kind of split it and said, you take Russian, I'll take Arabian, and we just kind of split it down. Not quite the middle. She has more than I do. And most of the stuff that I did, I brought some stuff back, and then I did some brand new stuff. So it just kind of depends on the piece and how much time you have to create new work.
And for those who don't know who your mother is?
Oh, Marguerite Auger.
Okay.
She's the former artistic director of Ketchikan Theater Ballet.
Right, she's back there. Okay, so let's talk, Adam Bloodgood, let's talk to you first. What is your background in dance?
I'm originally from Seattle, Washington, and so now that I'm here, this is my first time to Alaska, I feel like I'm actually a true Pacific Northwesterner because I've now been to all of the states, and I used to work in Boise, Idaho. I've always had a lot of Northwest pride, and the Nutcracker I grew up with was Kent Stoll and Francia Russell's version with the Pacific Northwest Ballet, and that had a lot of deeply Northwest roots. Maurice Sendak created the sets for that piece, and it's very specific to that company, and it ran there for about 35 years. And I come from a family of all boys who dance professionally. I have an older brother who's 36. He dances at Ballet Austin in Texas, and my younger brother just got his first professional job, St. Louis Ballet. And I currently live in Los Angeles, and I'm freelancing primarily. I do a little bit of acting, a little bit of comedy, and actually I'm really excited to have Zach here with me on this show. We met at Dayton Ballet in Ohio a few years back, and we've been working together a lot, but he actually helps me produce a web series I make every week, and we spend a lot of our time actually writing comedy. It's great to be on stage dancing with him again.
So did you, like, come here together, so to speak, or just was coincidental that you're both here?
You were asking about Dance World connections. A teacher of mine that I had up in Seattle growing up saw that this school was looking for somebody for their show, and she mentioned me in a comment on Facebook. And then when I was talking to them, they're like, okay, do you know anyone who's, you know, around your same experience level who's good with kids? And I just pictured Zach in the studio. He is a ballet teacher down in Los Angeles, and I just was like, oh, I know the right guy. And so I gave them Zach's information, and it worked out great.
You mentioned you come from your brothers all dance. Did your parents dance as well? Or how did the dance bug, I guess, get in the family?
Well, there's 11 years difference between my older brother and I. My dad was in a heavy metal band in the 80s. And so the reason there's such a gap between us, we actually, you know, we come from the same set of parents. My brother was 5 or 6. My dad's band started touring a lot. My mom used to take class for just recreational purposes. And one day she brought my brother into the studio just to, like, have him, you know, he was maybe 5 or 6 and he was watching, and she came back into the studio, or came back home from the studio, and he tried something. She was like, oh, would you ever want to dance? And he's like, oh, I don't know, sure. And so I grew up watching him dance in Pacific Northwest Ballet's Nutcracker, and I kind of don't remember a time where dance wasn't in my life. And between seeing, I remember I saw a video of Michael Jackson live at the 1995 MTV Music Video Awards, and that was the day where I was like, all right, this is what I want to do. I've never seen a guy look so cool. And then Dad was flipping through the channels, and it was the last scene of Dirty Dancing, and I saw Patrick Swayze, you know, do like a triple spin off of the stage to the ground onto his knees, and I was like, all right, like, this dance thing isn't so bad. And my younger brother, I'm not quite sure how he got into it, probably by default, but now he's what I would call the biggest bunhead. A bunhead is what we call somebody who's in the ballet world, who's really into ballet, like also a huge fan of like other dancers and just like lives and breathes it every day. But the best thing about that, the dance connection, is my dad, like I mentioned, was in a heavy metal band. And I used to be, you know, a quote-unquote rock star every Halloween, because he had, like, boxes full of costumes, you know, with, like, all these, like, fake tails and stuff like that. And I was going through, and I found a pair of spandex with stars sewn on it, and it was the same brand as the tights that I wear.
Awesome.
So it all comes together, I guess.
And what roles are you playing in the Nutcracker here?
I will be playing the Snow King, Cavalier, and Spanish.
Okay. And how has your experience been here so far?
It's been great. I've only been rehearsing for a day.
And one day?
Yeah. No, it's great. And I came
in.
You
got it mastered.
Yes. I'm familiar with the lack of light, and I think it was great. It's been very awesome. Like, the president of the board picked me up yesterday, and she, you know, saw that I was living in Los Angeles, and she didn't realize I was from the Northwest, and we were standing next to each other at the ferry terminal yesterday. She's like, I was looking for somebody who looked like they, you know, didn't fit in here at all, and I thought that you were just a local waiting for somebody to pick you up. So it's been a great experience. It's nice.
There you go. And you're enjoying our lovely weather.
Yes,
as well.
It's beautiful.
As well. Okay, and Zach Layton, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from a small town in California called Acton, which is about an hour north of Los Angeles, and that's where I started dancing. And when I was 12, I auditioned for a Nutcracker in Lancaster, and that was it. I was just, like, fell in love with ballet specifically. Left home to study ballet at the Houston Ballet Academy in Houston, Texas, and then I went to the University of Oklahoma to learn to teach ballet, and then from there went straight into a company gig with Adam in Dayton, Ohio, which is where we met, and then found my way back to Southern California, where I started teaching full-time and freelancing on the side, and then this happened.
And how long have you been teaching?
I've been teaching on and off since I was 14. You know, just a class here and there, maybe subbing for a teacher when they couldn't make it. But for the past 2 years, I've been teaching at least, you know, 5 to 16 classes a week.
And how is that experience?
You know, you actually learn more as a teacher than you do as a student, because you find yourself saying things in a different context than what you've heard before and go, oh yeah, maybe I should do that for myself. So teaching, Jess is cracking up over there. Teaching actually makes you a better dancer because you learn intrinsically what you should be doing extrinsically. I don't know if that makes sense.
And you mentioned you were hooked. How did you know ballet was the thing versus some other style of dance?
I had been kind of dabbling in a lot of different things. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I was not good at sports. And I had started dance just to see if I liked it. I liked the music. Both of my parents played in band in high school. And so we were always having music in the house, and I liked to move around to it and all of that. And then specifically, I auditioned for the Nutcracker. And the whole experience of the Nutcracker was so magical that I said, I want to do this. I don't want to do jazz. I don't want to do hip-hop. I don't want to do tap. I did those things all the way up until I left to go to Houston, but that wasn't my focus. I was doing that as to be well-rounded. The other thing with ballet is the most consistent career-wise for dance, just because the positions tend to be salaried or unionized or things like that, whereas in the contemporary jazz, those worlds, it's a little bit more like, oh, you know, you're going to go do this one thing, or you're going to do this musical or this thing and then not work for 6 months, which is a little bit unsustainable.
Or you work in a company for free.
Or, yeah. Yes. Or that.
Okay, and what characters are you in this show?
I'm the man of many hats in this one. I'm playing the roles of the Nutcracker Prince, the Dawn Fairy Escort, the Chinese, Arabian, and Dewdrop Fairy Escort.
Yes, that's five.
Yeah, and I think I learned pretty much all of that on Sunday.
Yes, in one day.
In one day.
He's a trooper.
And I guess for both of you, whoever wants to answer this or both answer that, how is it like that to come in and you've got like a week or something to put something together? Is that normal or I guess, how do you deal with that type of thing?
In situations like this where we've been contracted, you know, by another person to come in, it's usually like this. And it has its own unique challenges in that, you know, we're in a different time zone, different weather patterns, things like that. But you kind of have to just roll with the punches and do your best every day and just kind of build on what you have. You know, the biggest challenge with something like this for both of us is mentally staying in the game when you have all these different roles and a short time, because we're used to somewhere between 3 to 6 weeks to prepare for a show. So having 2 weeks is a little bit short, but we're luckily in very good and capable hands.
Yes, and something to mention too is when we come into a job like this, we're usually working with students who have not worked with professionals in a partnering situation before. So on top of learning our own steps, you know, it's kind of like counseling, trying to get these, you know, young kids to relax and have a good time. But it's a great experience because it is, you know, we are teaching while we are learning ourselves. And it really has been great. And the girls here that we've been working with, our partners, are all very well prepared and they're very open-minded. And it's been a great experience so far.
Well, you're here, you're working on that. Are you going into the schools at all or doing, are there any other... Or you're busy working on that.
Yeah.
Well, I know sometimes guest artists come and visit others or something, but you are working, sounds like the students at Ketchikan Theatre Ballet are learning a lot from you as well.
Yeah. They come in and they basically teach our girls how to partner because we don't have any other male dancers at KTB at the moment who can help us with partnering. So these girls have about 2 weeks to learn what it's like to work with a partner, which is really a whole, I mean, I took partnering classes. You're supposed to like that's, yeah. It's a whole,
several
whole
years
other
of, yeah.
thing. Yeah. Outside of just learning how to actually dance and do the
and
steps.
Partnering is such a yin and yang thing too, because the female is doing one thing and the male is doing another thing. And if you've never done the other side, you might not be necessarily 100% sure what the mechanics or what the physicality of something is. You know what it's supposed to look like, but you're not necessarily sure how it's done. So a lot of times it's hard to prep a girl for a lift that you've never done. You're like, well, I know what you're supposed to do. I can tell you, but there's no guy here to do it, so I can't tell you what it's going to feel like. It's just going to look like
this. Exactly.
So it sounds like a learning experience on all sides.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, and while you're here, obviously you're rehearsing. can't imagine you can do that 24/7. Do you have any other things you're doing while you're here? Just checking out the sights or trying to stay dry?
I'm enjoying walking around, even in the rain. It's great to try to get to know the town. I actually went to an independent study private school in a town just like this, west of Seattle. And so I feel really at home, and I love just walking around the boardwalks and meeting the locals and just trying to get familiar with the area. I think that will actually make the performance better to have that much more of a connection with everyone.
Okay. My family came here on a cruise, actually, in 2010, and we were only here for half a day. And on our way out of port, I was saying, oh, man, I wish we could have spent a week there because it was so interesting and so different from what we were used to. And so now I get my wish.
Okay. I think those are my questions. Anything else anybody wants to add?
No, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for being here. And I don't know if you say break a leg in the ballet or good luck.
we say merd.
Oh, merd.
Yes.
There you go. And we know what that means. Okay.
Yes.
So, thank you much. And again, just go ahead and remind us of when and where and all that good stuff.
Friday, December 9th at 7:30 p.m., Saturday, December 10th at 2 p.m., and both performances are at the K High Auditorium.
Okay, thanks so much.